This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. A summary of a July phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky shows that Trump asked for Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Trump is shrugging off accusations of wrongdoing.
President Trump continues shrugging off accusations that he pressured Ukraine's leader into investigating Joe Biden and his son. A rough transcript of their July call released by the White House shows the president repeatedly pushing his counterpart to probe the Bidens. He says there was no pressure.
Turned out to be a nothing call.
But House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the notes reflect otherwise, that the president implicitly forced Ukraine to get dirt on a political rival.
A classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
Calling it powerful evidence of an impeachable offense. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint against the president, and Schiff says his panel hopes to hear from the whistleblower this week, though the administration's been keeping Congress from seeing the complaint itself. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Late Wednesday, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that he was not pushed by President Trump to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking at the UN with Trump, he said, "I don't want to be involved in democratic open elections of the U.S." The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change painted a grim picture in a report issued as world leaders met at the UN. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The oceans and the icy parts of the world are in big trouble, and that means we're all in big trouble, too.
Michael Oppenheimer, professor of geosciences and international affairs at Princeton University, one of the lead authors of the report.
If we don't slow down emissions and we stay on a high emissions trajectory, sea level is going to rise faster and faster.
That's Shelley Adler. This is VOA.